Imagine this, the initial euphoria surrounding the launch of U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs has given way to a more cautious phase, marked by sustained outflows from these investment vehicles. It's like watching a party that started with a buzz of excitement, now shifting into a quiet, deliberate exit.
Exactly. Recent data reveals a significant trend. Bitcoin ETFs have experienced 5 consecutive weeks of net withdrawals, totaling a staggering $3.8 billion. This isn't just a hiccup, it's a signal.
You can feel the shift. The pattern of capital leaving these ETFs contrasts sharply with the massive inflows that followed their historic approval. Back then, it felt like the world was ready to embrace Bitcoin. Now, it's a different story.
This consistent direction of money movement suggests a deliberate and widespread strategy of de-risking among major players. It's raising critical questions. Can Bitcoin's institutional adoption withstand macroeconomic headwinds? Or is it just another asset flirting with volatility?
The numbers tell a clear story. The most recent week added another $315.9 million to the outflow tally, reinforcing the trend. It's like the ETFs are becoming a magnet for withdrawals, not investments.
This pattern stands in stark contrast to the explosive inflows that followed the ETF's approval. Back then, billions poured in. Now, the same institutions are pulling back, prioritizing risk mitigation over speculative gains.
The shift from inflows to outflows highlights a fundamental change in investor sentiment. Large funds and institutional actors are recalibrating, trading excitement for caution.
The sustained outflows, totaling $3.8 billion over 5 weeks, underscore the growing caution among market participants. This isn't a temporary fluctuation. It's a systemic shift in priorities.
This level of withdrawal is unprecedented in the ETF's short history. It signals a deeper, more deliberate strategy to reduce exposure to Bitcoin during macroeconomic uncertainty.
The data also reveals the scale of the outflow, $315.9 million in the latest week alone. When aggregated, it represents a significant portion of the capital that had previously flowed into these ETFs.
The contrast between initial inflows and current outflows underscores the volatility of investor sentiment. It's a reminder that even in a rapidly evolving market, sustaining long-term capital inflows is a challenge.
The ETFs, once a symbol of Bitcoin's mainstream acceptance, are now facing a test of their ability to retain institutional interest amid broader financial uncertainties.
Now let's dig deeper. Financial analysts attribute the sustained outflows to broader macroeconomic uncertainty. When traditional markets experience volatility, institutional investors often seek to reduce exposure to riskier assets.
Despite Bitcoin's growing adoption and its role as a hedge against inflation, it remains classified as a high-risk asset during periods of economic stress. This has led to a flight to safety or portfolio rebalancing, where large funds are pulling capital from crypto products to shore up safer assets.
This risk management maneuver is a classic response to macroeconomic instability, but it has significant implications for the Bitcoin ETF market. The withdrawal of institutional capital creates selling pressure, which can directly influence Bitcoin's spot price.
The ETFs, acting as a bridge between traditional finance and crypto, have become a conduit for macroeconomic forces. As a result, Bitcoin's price movements are increasingly tied to the performance of traditional assets like stocks, bonds, and cash.
This interconnection highlights the growing sensitivity of the crypto market to broader financial currents. It's both a testament to Bitcoin's legitimacy and a warning of its vulnerability to economic trends.
The shift in investor behavior also reflects the evolving risk appetite of institutional actors. While the initial inflows were driven by optimism about Bitcoin's potential, the current outflows suggest a more conservative approach.
Institutional investors are recalibrating their strategies in response to a more uncertain macroeconomic environment. They're prioritizing liquidity and capital preservation over speculative gains.
This transition from aggressive adoption to cautious retrenchment is a critical indicator of the crypto market's maturation. It's a sign of integration into the broader financial ecosystem.
The sustained outflows from Bitcoin ETFs highlight a crucial reality. These products didn't create a one-way street for capital. The capital that flows through them remains highly sensitive to traditional financial currents.
While they provide a regulated gateway for institutional money, the ETFs have tightened the link between cryptocurrency and legacy finance. Bitcoin is now more susceptible to the same macroeconomic forces that sway stock and bond markets.
For long-term observers, this phase isn't entirely unexpected. New financial products often experience explosive growth, followed by a consolidation phase as the market finds its equilibrium.
The current outflows represent a test of the ETF structure's resilience during a risk-off environment. It's a natural part of the market's evolution, adjusting to macroeconomic uncertainty and changing investor priorities.
The implications for the crypto market are profound. The ETFs have become a critical mechanism for institutional participation, but this phase is a turning point.
This consolidation period is a natural part of the market's evolution. It's a moment to reflect, adapt, and see how Bitcoin's role in the global financial system continues to shift.